No, I'm bougie. I like the little dogs. What's the expensive ones? The Yorkies.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time with Willard and Dibs. And coming up at 2 o'clock, what's bugging you? Which we do every Friday. But welcome, gentlemen.
I got a list.
27th week in a row that I remember that as soon as you say it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've got such a damn memory block on that. Now I got to find out something that's bugging me. Yeah. Maybe it's my memory. Well, anyway, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Yeah. Could be concocted Netflix fights, if I can offer one up for you.
No, is that where you're going?
No. Oh. I'm all in. Okay. I'm loving it. And, you know, I cannot wait to...
Tyson plus 230.
Right. He's 58, dude.
But you look at him. He's a killer.
Right. He's a killer. And if he doesn't kill him in the first, I don't know, two or three rounds, then the young, fat, steroidal internet sensation is probably going to win. And so...
Willard, you watching?
No, I'm not watching.
This is vintage Willard grown-up stuff.
It
is.
I'm like... No, I'll tell you what I am interested in.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means I've always called Willard, you know, he's the grown-up.
He said that today.
Yeah, and he always, he likes that role. Yeah, he considers himself the fatherly figure of our entire staff. And I just, of course this fight's beneath him, is what I mean.
No, it's not about fighting. He doesn't like fighting in general.
I'll also say this. I'll be real with people because I'm assuming this is tomorrow night. Is this tomorrow
night?
Tonight. 5 o'clock, card starts.
My children are leaving town for the weekend.
Oh, you are ready.
So because they don't listen to the show, I will share with all of you, I've never been more excited for a weekend in my entire life.
Adios,
I
got it. And to the trio.
My lovely lady and I are going to do whatever the hell she wants.
I love
it. And it ain't going to be that.
What if it is that?
It ain't that.
I'm going to text her. There's no part of you that's going to be.
It's free.
So is it the boxing issue?
There's no issue.
No, he doesn't like people punching other people.
No, just not. Like, there's a Warrior game on tonight.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
This is a Warrior game. There's a freaking Warrior game.
Yes, you also sound like the kind of person that you don't rubberneck. Like, when you go by an accident, I'll bet you say, I'm not looking.
No, I try not to.
I try not to, man.
I don't want to, I don't want to get in the way of the people behind me. But no, I'll give it a look. You know what interests me?
You give an accident
about
a look, not the fight.
Well, no. This is what interests me about this conversation y'all been having. It feels to me, Goo, like you and many of the listeners you've been referencing are like, Tyson's going to win because there's like his street rep is on the line, which I would argue is his legacy, which you also have audio of him saying is stupid clouds that he doesn't care about.
No, I love that.
So why do you think he cares? The fact that he's even taking a fight like this suggests that he doesn't give a rip what his reputation is.
But I go back to the, real quick, I love that, but you're wrong. I'm going to tell you this. I go back to the origins of both of these guys. I love you for using
You have no idea where Jake Paul's from.
But he's not a boxer. He's not from the ring. This is all concocted. Mike in his prime was Iron Mike Tyson, LL Cool J. So I say that to say is, I'm looking at his body. I know he's 58, but if you catch the wrong 58-year-old looking like that, and you're Jake Paul and not Sugar Ray Leonard, I'm giving Tyson some action tonight. That's all. We had Shaka call, and he's like, the streets basically were saying what you said.
He doesn't care what the streets
say. But I just think naturally DNA, Mike is going to win this fight.
Yes, DNA, but Father Time is undefeated. And, Steiny made a good point to you, and you didn't really take it as personally as I did.
Okay.
And he talked about you at 24-Hour Fitness now as a 50-year-old Daryl Johnson versus a 45-year-old or a 40, let alone a 35. Every year, it becomes exponential in your decline. And I love my brother Matt Steinmetz, who's now, and I'm going to use the S word, 60.
No, Steph gave him,
it's official now.
It's confirmed second source. Yeah. And, what he is now at 60 as an athlete, and he doesn't play hoop anymore, and I get that, but even as a golfer and even as whatever he is, and whatever I am at 56, and you at 50, and Mark is,
okay,
hello, hello, and 50 going to answer looking here good. Now. 50 going to answer not, in about two
not,
months.
Not this year.
No, but can I give you this, dear?
Pretty soon, Mike Tyson at 58, as fit as he is.
Okay, there we go.
And
okay,
as,
you're acknowledging
as iron
that.
As he is, okay, he's not even Mike at 52 or 48, let alone the Iron Mike that we saw when he retired at 40, whatever, and he was getting beaten up.
Okay,
by
let me
a bunch
give you
of
this.
Bums.
And you won't hurt my feelings. Are you saying I couldn't go to, let's pick a city, Union City 24-Hour Fitness or Pleasanton, and find a 31-year-old younger person than me that's pretty terrible in basketball that I couldn't take in one-on-one? Like, that's what Jake Paul symbolizes to
right.
Mike, to me.
Could
then
you,
Mike Tyson's not fighting Mike Tyson.
Well, could you score
he's fighting,
a bucket on this 31-year-old? Yes. But if you went 12 rounds with a 31-year-old, honestly, I like his chances. I like his
well,
chances.
Well, when you put boxing in 12 rounds, yeah, you get. I'm
12
just talking
rounds,
about a game of 21.
Right.
I could win.
You could be up 8-3, and then you could be down 16-12, and then you could lose because you are 50.
I want Willard
like,
to watch
I think
I think you're going to turn
he's
it. I think Christie's going to turn it.
I think you're.
He doesn't like
you
fighting.
Completely
disrespecting
the mark
Jake Paul
with what he is as a fighter.
He's like, a phenom, internet phenom.
I get it. He's not a traditional, but it's not like he hasn't boxed. He knows what he's doing. He'll have a strategy, and I
we
worry about Mike Tyson.
Get hit the mouth,
Mike
Willard.
Tyson
Mike
is going to get.
That.
So, you know what it's going to be like? You know what it's going to be like.
No doubt,
it's going to be like the disgrace.
I was
going to
say
Chase.
That. I swear I was.
Well. And had I played
can't
low,
prove it.
Low Neal one-on-one, had I played him 7 years earlier, I win that game. But I was at the point 52 going
but
on 53.
But you didn't get blown out. It went down to the wire.
Well, I could not score. I could not make a basket. And I think about myself at 28. And I go back to the year was 1996. And I think about me as an athlete, not relative to a pro athlete, okay, but relative to me.
Right.
And at 28... In 96, I had both my ACLs, and as a golfer, I was about a 10 handicap, well, and I could run a 6-minute mile, and there are so many things that I could do then that at 58, and I'm 56, there's no way I could do. There's no way now I could run a 10K in under 40 minutes, which is a 6:10 pace. There's no way. And so Mike Tyson, as good as he was okay at 28,
right, gotcha,
Jake Paul, where he is now at 58, as much as he has the muscle memory, as I did that day against Lo Neal, muscle memory only counts for, well, about 5% of it. Because when I tried to go to the hoop, and I mean, I'm jumping a half inch off the ground, and I can't score, and he can't score, and I'm falling down, and he's terrible, and the rest of it, 58
but Dibs,
is 58.
There's a one-hitter quitter in boxing. Mike can land, and I think he's capable of that. That one-hitter
agreed,
quitter.
Agreed. But this man is, as you said, enhanced, and he's young, and he's thick.
Okay,
it's going to take more than just one 58-year-old punch to knock this man down. And so Mike had better hit him with at least a two-piece, maybe a three-piece.
I can't. Sonny's in. Willard, I hated this
what
idea.
What if I tell you, and you're not going to believe this. You won't. I'm kind of with Goo. I want you to watch it.
Right. Yeah, and now, think he's going like, to just, you know what,
well,
Christie,
no, she's listening. Okay. She's like, I'm still turning it on. Right. I'm like, great, we have two TVs. You can go watch on the other one. You want to, like, break down who these two guys are? One's old, one's young, one's TikTok, one's they're businessmen.
Yeah, right.
They're
right.
Businessmen, and everyone's got a fish hook in their mouth. This is a made-for-TV. You've used the word concocted three times.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
But it's free.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, with your Netflix subscription, which we all
it
have.
It was one of my what's bugging
if
you months back when I found out this was happening.
If it's going to cost me time watching the Warriors, I'm out.
No.
I'm out.
Well,
how many fights are on the card, do we know?
Three, I think. Yeah. Right?
Oh, that it might be over.
Yeah.
You know what? It might be over
rounds
before seven.
Yeah.
If it starts at five, well, I'm watching the
and
pregame.
Give them the question that we started the show with.
I wouldn't do that to Bonte.
Matt Barrels, give him that question.
Bonte already said this morning that he's going to be watching it.
No, he loves boxing.
So he's not hosting the pregame show?
He is.
Well,
he's hoping
it on his
that
laptop
the fight lands after halftime.
Of course.
That's what he said this
Bonte
morning.
Bonte, man,
yeah.
I love it.
Dude, yeah.
Give him the question that we did the show with, the whole show. It's been a great show.
I forget.
Matt Barrows.
Matt Barrows?
Yeah,
we
and his article I sent to you about the stat And we did a whole 4 hours.
Oh, okay. We never answered the question you asked us to answer yesterday.
Oh, then,
yeah, we didn't.
I need to get a life. 9 p.m. I get out the shower. I'm in the bed. Nothing really on TV. Dallas, Utah just finished, and I go, Craig Cosell came on, and I didn't hear it. With the Odyssey app. He didn't come at you, but there was McCaffrey wasn't in on a one play. I think
he did.
And then he gave you and a little.
He did not. He was.
What's funny is I never mentioned McCaffrey. All I said was 21 personnel with Saubert. And he said McCaffrey wasn't in. It was Mason. Sure. I never said McCaffrey.
It sounded. Yeah, it sounded like he refuted Dibs, and Dibs like.
I didn't say that.
No, all I said was.
And then he came and offered Will, and I go, he gave Will a little song.
Well, he did not. He thought that I was like diminishing who Nick Bosa was as a person. And I'm like, no, I'm diminishing who he was in that football game.
Like, you were on
I did,
it.
Like, yeah. I'll stay there. And then Dibs had my back, and then PFF said Bosa was crap. I'm like, that's all I said.
That's right.
Bosa was crap last week.
I said 21 personnel, two running backs, one tight end, and I mentioned that that one tight end was Saubert. And he said, oh, yeah, you know, it wasn't McCaffrey.
I was going to call you. Yeah. I said, he's great.
Yeah. I like the one. We played a clip of him today, and I like the one where he's like, I don't rip coaches.
Yeah.
Now, Dibs and Cosell are on Netflix.
Oh, man.
I'm going to step out of the Warrior game.
I wouldn't listen.
I'm going to step out of the Warrior game.
Yeah, and that would be a 56-year-old against a 60-something-year-old. I'd actually like your chances, man.
Battle of wits.
I mean,
it's just leaning toward each other, looking at each other, and then putting readers on. And those nose hairs?
Swapping tape.
I mean, just anyway.
Your number on Brock, since you brought it up.
Yeah.
I was 8.5.
But no, but now you got to tell everybody what the hell the question was.
Judging Brock Purdy,
1 through 10, 10 being the highest on the first nine games of the season. Well, 8 games, just this year. Scotty said you can't go back to last year.
I'll give him an 8.
All right, I'm 8.5.
Yeah. Dibs? I'll give him an 8.
7.5, yeah.
And so, I'm 7.
It's all pretty close.
Perfect.
This is in your face.
Those all feel kind of the same. Yep. I mean, without words behind them, they all feel kind of the same.
Yeah.
Is Brock Purdy been great this year? I wouldn't use that word.
Throwing the ball.
But I'll tell you what I will refute. I heard someone call your show yesterday and say that he has regressed or taken a step back or something like that. That I disagree with. That's being a box score baby, if you ask me. Now you're flying onto the computer screen and you're going, numbers were this last year, numbers are numbers. But here's the problem with that. Two totally different assignments and scenarios. Like, those numbers last year, I think at times, like I remember last year, people were like, oh, but he's thrown 3 picks or 4 picks that were dropped. And it's like, see, that's the kind of stuff that affects numbers. To me, Brock Purdy has shown this year two things that he didn't show last year, which are important to me. One, he has shown the ability to move the ball up and down the field without a lot of his stars, including Christian McCaffrey for the entire time.
That's why my grade was
high. I think he has shown a more mobility this year. You could argue he's tried to be too mobile this year, where he's ducking out of the pocket sometimes too early. So those are all kind of the intricacies of it. But bottom line, Brock Purdy is having another very good year.
7.5?
Right. And you mentioned earlier, earlier that 7 is a C. That's not true because we grade this on a curve. So if you were to give any quarterback a grade right now, you would have nobody at a 10. And so when you have
Lamar Jackson would be a 10.
Okay.
If you want to do a full grading scale,
and I talked to my son at UCSB, and he's like, Dad, I got like a 64,
Gauchos.
But they curved it, and that was a B, because everybody tanked it. So if you look at all 32 quarterbacks, and you grade on a curve, which means the highest grade is the highest grade. It doesn't mean you graded out of 10.
But this was just his performance.
Right, and if he's a 7.5, that's a solid B. It's not a C based on 75% is a C. You grade it on a curve because there's a lot of quarterbacks that are 4.5s and 5s.
Okay, so instead of doing a number, let's do a letter grade. Because we're like, Grandy does this with
I love it.
What would be your letter grade for Brock Purdy this year?
B+.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
And a majority
I got him at a regular B.
Me too. Exactly.
See, now you're at 8. 80%.
No, again, you're dwelling on the out of 10.
And this is what you do.
You're too
fixated.
I'm going to
do it at the cafeteria, too, because
it's not a payday, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, time to do the legal.
Grandy's on me.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, didn't say a word. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Here it is. Check this out.
This is crazy.
Cockroaches creeping you out?
Yeah.
ATCO Pest Control is your solution. With fast, effective treatments and a friendly team, they'll make those pesky pets disappear. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today and enjoy a cockroach-free home. Time for the What's Bugging You segment.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
I would argue that cockroaches are more than pesky pests. For me, they are like, they're on the Rushmore. It's rats. And it's cockroaches, and yes, you could put the rat on the table, but if you've got rats and or cockroaches, shout out to Al Pacino and
nice,
you know, your favorite movie. But those to me are more than just pesky pests.
All right,
but,
what's bugging me is I got to use it from yesterday. Is people actually getting incensed that Michael Strahan didn't put his hand over his heart during the national anthem?
He's catching hell.
I mean,
come on.
Go ahead.
You know, he's gotten some backlash for it, and but he was standing with his arms. He looked fine. I just don't understand.
Dad in the military too.
Yeah, his father's he's a military guy. So people were upset. Everybody else had their hand on their heart, and he just, you know, was standing there erect with his hands
a club
clasped.
Yeah.
So people were upset.
Right. What does it mean when you put your hand over your heart? Like, what is the... I don't get
checking
the symbolism
to see if you're
of
still
that.
Alive.
Like,
but
that
doing
mean,
the song, it means you're patriotic and you're showing love to your country. I'm not... I don't do it at the games. I stand up.
Well, that's the hypocrisy of the whole thing. I mean, going back to Kaepernick is everybody freaking out about what you're supposed to do during the anthem, and half the people who are mad are in line to get a burger.
Man.
It's like you when the hell... At a sporting event, did the anthem become something where everybody stops and everybody does the same thing? It's never been that. It's never been that. It's only when people who are out front facing and are suddenly making you uncomfortable with the message they'd like to get across, now suddenly we all have to act accordingly. It's lame.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
It's totally lame.
I'll go next.
Yep, okay.
Mine's light. It. Yours is heavy. What's bugging me? Nose hair.
Oh, man.
I'm a man who is...
Second nose hair
reference.
This guy's unreal. Crossover today.
I'm a man who is struggling to grow hair on his head.
Right.
My beard is, you know, can be...
It's nice.
It can be nice. It can be full, and it's, you know, salt and pepper and the rest of it. But I don't want hair growing out of my nose. I want hair on my head. You have a beautiful head of hair. Shout out the waves.
Yeah.
Willard's holding on for dear life with the salt and pepper. Yeah. Steiny spends $130 on haircuts. That's all you. I don't mind the fact that I'm bald, but if I'm bald, I also should not have to deal with nose hair. That's a bunch of crap is what it is.
That's great,
if you're bald, if there's a god above, then
the
bald
gods.
Man does not have to deal with nose hair. But I tell you, Steiny, twice a week, I'm going hand-to-hand battle. We're doing combat because all of a sudden...
I got more trouble with ear hair.
Oh, my. I mean, don't get me started.
It's one hell of a and conversation.
No doubt.
Nose hair is what's bugging me, Mark.
Where's it been gay?
I'll try to be brief with it. It's heavy, light. I don't
we
know,
got a question for you both.
Okay, good. Yeah. You want to know?
We're going OT today, baby.
We go OT.
I'm not going to hide what this is about. It is obviously about what has taken place throughout the last week and a half and repeatedly in our industry. What's really bugging me is the corporate hedge fund owners and CEOs who every time they sit down with a spreadsheet and they know that a company needs to save money because we're in the middle of a changing world, they decide to fire the people who are under them instead of them taking a freaking pay cut.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about, because it's you, all the listeners, who lose in this particular case. I'm not going to do the whole it's a dark day for our industry thing, because I actually don't believe that. all industries evolve, and Tom is going to be fine,
yeah,
and John is going to be fine. There's actually names you don't know who are not going to be fine. And the fact that, like, for instance, someone who used to be a producer of mine that's on an hourly wage got fired in this thing earlier this week, and it's because somebody with a corporate pen who makes seven figures decided that they couldn't take a little bit of a shave. And so each and every one of you out there who are on that side, hiding in some upper corner office, you're the coward. You're the one making the wrong decision, and you're the ones who are doing bad things to all industries. That's what's bugging me.
Wow. I'm not mad. Man, I got to go after that.
Yeah,
I will.
You do.
This is a PSA. I just want to teach everybody how to use a damn telephone. I am sick and tired at 50 years old having grown people ring my phone, my iPhone 15 Max. When you call somebody, you don't say hello. They say hello. You say, can I speak to such and such? All of a sudden, people are saying hello as they call my phone. I'm supposed to say, and I do, hello. Who's this calling? And all I get, and I won't name you, hello. That's, and it just gets off to the wrong start. Identify yourself if I don't have you locked in, but when you're calling, you're not answering. You don't have to say hello. There's confusion, and it's happening on my phone too much, and I'm driving in this morning like, that's the last. Identify yourself, and I'm the one on the other end whose phone you're calling. I say hello, but they're saying hello, and it's like, hello, hello, no!
Oh my
who
God.
Is this?
You got me thinking God. About some of the great hellos. Drastic.
What are we doing?
You got
that's Adele.
Her words
Adele.
With,
Adele.
Hello.
Oh,
you got
song.
Her with hello. And you've got Lionel Richie with hello. And the other one, you two, hello, hello.
What about, wasn't that Melania with the one hello? Or was that, you said Adele?
Adele with the song, hello.
Hello.
Oh, no,
it's
I'm talking
song.
About there was a Melania Adele. Trump one where,
oh, I don't know about
hello.
That
hello.
And the other
like
one is Larry King like... from CNN, hello,
yes.
Hello,
oh,
Kansas
man.
City, hello. But as you're going through your whole hello, I'm thinking Lionel, I'm thinking Adele, I'm thinking Larry
amazing.
King, and of course,
I hang up like, why was that awkward?
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Well, the only question I have for you, you're the last person in this world who's answering his phone. Like, that's the fix. Who's answering the phone?
I got some stuff going on.
Fair, fair. I got you.
But hello, it's confusing and awkward. Yeah, that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, okay.
It's fair.
All right.
Yeah. What else? You said you had a question.
Oh,
yeah.
Steiny, it's
yes,
a Friday. Steiny, you're about
go.
To get after it. Tyson
Steiny,
Paul.
Let's hang out. Let's have fun.
Hide the bag.
Come on, Steiny. Let's be friends.
Just
let's
ask him the question.
The Niners are dead last. The receivers are in
yes.
Yak.
In Yak.
Dead last. Last year they
I
were
heard
first.
This. Yeah. I heard you guys talking
just,
about it.
For Stein, as quick as you can, take it down. Why do you think that is?
IDK.
That was my...
Like,
IDK
I mean, that's as quick as I can be. I have no...
Are they throwing
IDK.
It downfield more?
Yes, and that's the answer. Their air yards are up and their yak is down.
But their air yards were good last year, too.
But they're better this year.
It does have
they're
to...
Up. Their
think,
air yards are up this year
but,
over
yes,
last year.
But it can't just be one thing.
Because they were both last year.
Like, Brandon is a good yak guy. He's out. Debo has been in and out.
McCaffrey.
And McCaffrey has not played until last week. I mean, those have to be contributing
real
factors.
Real quick, a caller
too.
Said Brock hasn't been, his accuracy hasn't been the best this season. Anything to that to
that
where?
That was Stephen Langford.
Oh, Langford.
That's a small
KCBS.
Piece of it.
I'm like,
well,
that's interesting.
When you make a throw, a short throw, and it's not in stride, the yak, it will go down. And there have been some of those where.
Kittle had to jump up and catch that one over the middle. I'm sorry,
yeah.
buddy.
No, also.
He's good. I put his jacket on. It brought us a minute. He's all good.
I mean, don't you also think that I would imagine after the season the Niner offense had last year. The other NFL defensive coordinators spent the entire offseason.
I think there's something to that.
They spent the entire offseason going, how do we slow this down?
Yeah.
And also defensively now, Steiny, you know this, and I don't want to steal from you, but there's a lot more two safety looks that you have.
And they're using a robber. A
lot of cover two. A lot of cover two robber. And so teams are more.
You yourself on that one.
No, that was awesome. Okay. Stein, so teams are a lot more willing to let you catch it short and then rally up and tackle.
That is true.
Which they've been doing to Debo. He's getting tackled on these end arounds.
But just look at their overall yards per play and their overall yards as an offense.
Top.
It's all up. Yeah, all right. So if it's yak, if it's air yards, it doesn't matter. They're still very prolific.
That, now, everything you just said is right, but McCaffrey was not on the field, Dibs. He was not on the field.
I never said that.
Listened to
and
it,
you
man.
Tried to paint me as having said that, which is obvious. No, you tried.
No, I didn't. Wow. Stick around if these two are going to fight.
All, right. All I did was hold up point Cosell. Because that's what it sounded like.
Right, point Cosell.
But that was off the air.
But he was out of line.
But it was it was just a finger in the air. Nobody knew. You just, now they do.
Yeah, now we know because you score the interview in every question.
But he had me thinking you said McCaffrey and you didn't.
Go to the tape. All of you.
Yeah.
And say McCaffrey.
When he said something to you, I go, whoa, he told me I said
it was. But you were on it with both.
It was Dibs versus Cosell and somehow I lost.
Yeah, no, there was also one point where he goes, you know, I'm not trying to be a jerk, guys, or something like that. He's just like, this is just who I am.
Dude, and I love it. I love the interview every week because it's like such great information.
It is. Yeah, he's well, you're up for it now. I've never seen Dibs prep for something like he does.
Dude, you got to get up for that interview.
No, like, he's incredible.
I'm going to make it, Dibs. Yeah.
He's already working on next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there'll be notes. And I watched this game coming up Sunday a couple of times. And I look forward to today. With Fade the Dibber, the pick is already in.
All right.
And you guys are going to love this
Somebody
one.
Somebody said, don't forget Herm Edwards. Hello?
That's what I said.
Oh, he said Herm.
Yeah.
Text line, he said.
This is what I was talking about with the listening.
I mean,
on 95, we're going to work on that this weekend, right?
Where are you going to work on it?
On 95.7 the game.
Thanks for staying late.